morning, my friends, and welcome to another incredible installment of the program. From very high above, all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, usually firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Tetons in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Monday. If you were following my social media yesterday, I was leading you on a bit of a, shall we say, scavenger hunt. So clearly, I'm in the People's Republic of Jackson today. But there's still one question to answer. Why would I come to this place? A very large number of Cowboy State Politics listeners rightly questioned my judgment in deciding to come to Jackson in the first place. Tomorrow, there's a town hall of sorts that's being held here in Jackson. There are redcoats that were invited and members of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus. If you ask me, the redcoat commie Pinkos couldn't have picked two better representatives than Poisonberry Crago and drag show Clark Stith to be the ambassadors of their leftist causes. Who else could better showcase the deception and utter hypocrisy of the Wyoming caucus than those two? In any case, there was no way I was going to let those two come to Jackson, spew whatever it is that they were going to spew, and then go back to the other side of the state thinking that whatever they said wasn't going to get back to their constituents. I can assure you, my friends, that is most definitely not going to happen. So anyway, here I am in Jackson. Now, before we get to the program, a couple of program notes for this week. I'm not sure if I told you or not, but I'm taking the program on the road this week and going to the Wyoming State GOP convention that's being held down in Cheyenne. I have, however, arranged for a couple of programs to keep us going. On Wednesday, I'm going to have an interview with Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray. That's going to be published on Wednesday. And also, as it relates to Christy Antoinette Haswell, riding along in my automobile, it just so happens that I may have found a witness. That's right, my friends. Pretty soon, we'll have an interview with that witness. I'm not exactly sure when the interview is going to happen. I'm going to try to do it before I leave for Cheyenne. But if not, then we'll get it next week when I come back. All I can tell you, my friends, is we are definitely not talking about just sort of clipping the side of a car. Oh no, it's much worse. And then, of course, I am positive I'll come back home from the convention with at least a couple different interviews from candidates that are running in the upcoming primary election. And of course, don't forget that I'm definitely going to have recordings for whatever it is that's going to happen today at that town hall or whatever it is these people in Jackson call it. The truth is, here in Jackson, there is a pretty solid group of conservatives. Now, of course, they're outnumbered by the Redcoats and Democrats, mostly Democrats here in the People's Republic. But they're a pretty solid group, and that's why the Wyoming Freedom Caucus got invited to this event. On today's program, I want to talk briefly about one of the rating sites that is due to release their results sometime today, if they aren't already out yet. I, of course, received an advance copy of them. I know people. As I tell you all the time on the program, in my not-so-humble opinion, the most accurate rating site is WyoVote. The reason I say that is WyoVote focuses on each and every roll call vote that happened in the legislative session. They're not rating individual bills, nor are they cherry-picking any particular number of bills to rate as to whether they were good votes or bad votes or liberal or conservative. Instead, WyoVote looks at each and every roll call vote and then rates them conservative to liberal based on a rubric that is transparent and on the WyoVote website. In some ways, it kind of resembles the Republican Party platform. Before we get into this too much deeper, let's get a word in from our sponsors. I mean, somebody's got to pay for this little adventure in the People's Republic. Mm-hmm. Today's installment of Morning Reload is most definitely brought to you by Rebecca Bextel from Compass Real Estate. If you've moved to Jackson to try to get away from California, and then you've decided that you actually want to move to Wyoming, you're going to need a real estate agent that you can trust. That agent is Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. She sold property all across the state of Wyoming. Now, she's lived in Jackson for almost 20 years, and she's got her fingers on the pulse of the real estate market, from Devil's Tower all the way down to Evanston, and from the gates of Yellowstone Park to the Middle Swamp. Rebecca Bextel is the realtor that you need to talk to if you're buying or if you're selling. Give her a call. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. One more time, 307-699-3519. Cowboy State Politics is also brought to you by Morton Buildings. They are the experts in metal building construction. It doesn't matter if you're thinking about a barn or a roping arena or a giant warehouse for your business. The two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate.
I'm Reed Raisner, and I'm running for United States Senate because our politicians have forgotten what's important. They spend billions protecting borders in Europe and do nothing about our border. You deserve better. Wyoming deserves better. That's why I'm running, to serve you. Join me, and let's send new blood and a strong backbone to D.C. before it's too late. Go to ReedRaisner.com to learn more and join the fight.
And now, back to our adventures in the People's Republic of Jackson. Rubric is broken down into conservative values and liberal values. So the first one on the list is the Constitution supreme or is the Constitution a living document? So if whatever vote you're looking at, where does it fall, if at all, in between those two principles? Or does it support smaller government or larger government, greater individual freedoms or greater government control, individual responsibility or government knows best? Strong private property rights or state control of property, Second Amendment or gun control, and then freedom of religion or secular rights and the power of the state trumps religious freedom. All of the roll call votes will fit into one or more of those categories. One of the many things that I find appealing about this site is that liberals could use it too. I don't know if Democrats have the same ideological arguments that Republicans do. Who's more liberal or who's more progressive? I don't know if they do that, but if they do, they could use WyoVote. One last thing about rating sites in general. Have you noticed that the results of just about all of them, in fact, all of them except for one, are almost exactly the same, even though they're done by completely different groups of people? Yeah. What that tells you is they're correct and not biased like the Redcoats would have you believe. The only reason the Redcoats tell you that all of our rating sites are biased is they don't like the results. It's not that they don't agree with them. They don't like them. Remember, how they vote is who they are. One last note about all of the rating sites before I get to the results of WyoVote. They all give you different pieces of information. For example, Evidence-Based Wyoming. The only thing that that really tells you is how often one of them votes with the conservatives and how often one of them votes with the Democrats, or Republicans and Democrats. And what you end up finding is that the vast majority of the House, 32 to be exact, vote an average of 85% of the time with the Democrats. Which would lead you to believe, and this is a very helpful piece of information coming from Evidence-Based Wyoming, that the most powerful group in the House of Representatives is not the Republicans, it's the Democrats, the five Democrats. because they're the swing vote in the chamber. Wyo Rhino gives you a slightly different piece of information. That one tracks how often they're abiding by the Republican Party platform, the one that allegedly they all believe in. I mean, you wouldn't be a part of a party that had a platform you disagreed with, would you? You and I wouldn't, of course, but a dishonest politician definitely would. I guess one way to look at Wyo Rhino is, how Republican are you? Or rather, how much do you actually agree with the Republican Party platform? And for a majority of them, 32 to be exact, they don't really agree with it at all. Which again, leads you to believe that they're definitely not Republicans. So let's talk about the Wyo vote results for a little bit. One very striking thing that the results show you is that there's not that big a difference between the Redcoats and the Democrats. Just look at the numbers. Mark Jennings, who is listed as the most conservative member of the House of Representatives, has a 1.7. And Barry Crego, who is one of the poobahs of the Wyoming Redcoat Caucus, has a negative 0.7. According to Wyo Vote, a conservative is the very last thing that Barry Crego should call himself. And what about his pal, drag show Clark Stith, who he is down in Jackson with? Old Clark is rated 50th out of 62 in the House of Representatives. He's five places above the Democrats. And one of the funnier revelations from the 2024 version of Wyo Vote is there are two members of the Redcoat Caucus who actually ranked below the Democrats. That would be our pal, Bill Henderson.
Whoa, I think you got to stop and take a look at what you're doing here. I speak against this because it kind of reminds me of that fairy tale, Cinderella.
And anti-gun Bob Nicholas. They are numbers 61 and 62, and both of them claim to be Republicans. The last thing that you should notice about this year's Wyo Vote rankings is how it refutes the narrative that is being crafted by the Cowpie, Wildpile, the Pravda on the Platte, and all the others. They used to say that there were 26 members of the Freedom Caucus. First of all, that's just flatly not true. Not all 26 conservatives are members of the Freedom Caucus. The truth is, there's only about 12 of them. The newest narrative that Trotsky and others are trying to peddle to you is that all 26 of the conservatives in the House of Representatives align with the Freedom Caucus. But according to these numbers from Wyo Vote, that's not true either. What Wyo Vote does show you is that there's a broad range of opinion between the conservatives. There's Mark Jennings on the top at 1.7, and all the way down at the bottom is John Winter and Tamara Trujillo. Representative Trujillo has a 0.13 and is ranked number 25 out of 62. There's more than a full point difference between her and Representative Mark Jennings. My point in all of this is you really should take a look at the numbers and then decide for yourself. Take a look at the rubric that Wyo Vote ranks all of the roll call votes, and then make your own mind up. Their data shows a very, very different result than the narrative that the mainstream media is trying to convince you of. Well, that'll do it for today's installment of Morning Reload. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday when I've got an interview with Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray. But for now, from the base of the Tetons, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.